Proclamation number 3156 dated the June 12th, 1944. Activity of love. Duty. Disguise of light. Wisdom and love are divine and will therefore never be found where God's adversary is at work. Nevertheless, he, too, will want to conceal himself behind a cloak of wisdom and love, and spiritually blind people will not recognize that a mere fabrication aims to conceal the true face of the one whose activity in the world intends to ruin people. Yet the spiritually illuminated person will recognize his game of deceit, and thus it is his task to unmask God's adversary, to expose that which is adverse to God and to enlighten people about his underhanded activity. Love will be pretended where the true nature is unconscious, and wisdom will be feigned by those without knowledge. And thus the activity of the dark power is to dispel all brightness in order to cast people into profound darkness. Loving activity should be selfless, it should be a sacrifice, but it should be performed of one's own accord without any external compulsion, for only then can it be judged to be an activity of love. Otherwise they would be imposed duties which are certainly acknowledged on earth, but before God only the activity of the human being's free will is of value. For only love redeems. And this love will also bring forth wisdom which, however, can never be found where love is compensated for by duty. For this reason the implementation of an action must inevitably reveal heartfelt love if a human being's knowledge is to be recognized as knowledge which corresponds to the truth, as divine wisdom. Where one does not exist, the other cannot be either. And therefore the knowledge imparted to people has to be seriously scrutinized, for someone opposed to God, someone who wants to lead people into misguided thinking and impels them into heartlessness, will use such means which shine a deceptive light by simulating the divine and thereby causing serious psychological damage to people. And they don't recognize him, they thoughtlessly accept what they are being offered, and he uses his followers to influence other people in the same way as he influences them, so that they, under the disguise of love and wisdom, behave and teach the opposite, so that they force themselves to act with love and spread error amongst people. It will remain a constant battle between light and darkness, and anyone who is enlightened shall fight against the darkness. Anyone enlightened shall let his light shine and make corrections where people have been taught wrongly. And neither should someone enlightened shy away from taking an open stand against the activity under the mask of light and piety. He should call for a genuine activity of love and explain to people the pointlessness of a forcibly implemented activity of love. He should convey the wisdom he received from God, which enlightened his spirit as a result of unselfish actions of love. For love and wisdom will always have to lead to God. But if people are not in contact with God, they possess neither love nor wisdom, and if it appears like that before the world, then it will only be the mask of the one who opposes God and tries to spread unkindness and untruth amongst humanity. And you should openly declare war on him, for you can be assured of God's support, whose instructions you live up to by teaching divine love, which alone results in wisdom. Amen.